It's 8 a.m. Eastern, August the 11th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 1% at $24,626. Ethereum is up 1% at $1,915. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $330. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Celsius Network up 22%, Nexo up 15%. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by Watch This. Watch This takes the guesswork out of streaming the best movies and partners with fine artists to put your favorite film posters in a frame on your wall. Buy a fine art print today at watchthiscards.com. Well, a man in California must pay $61,000 in restitution for his part in a SIM-swapping fraud that stole one victim's cryptocurrencies. The episode targeted at least 40 people and defrauded Apple. The perpetrator will also face 3 years of probation. The 21-year-old was sentenced in a U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana. Well, the crypto exchange DYDX has blocked accounts that received amounts from the blacklisted Tornado Cash, no matter how small the amounts were. Some of the users were locked out even though they had no idea they had received funds from the crypto mixer, with a compliance provider that works with DYDX highlighting that the accounts followed the sanctions by the U.S. Treasury. DYDX asked users who think their accounts have been wrongly blocked to contact their compliance team. Ethereum's third and final testnet merge has gone live on Goerli, meaning the merge with the proof-of-stake Beacon chain should happen sometime next month. The Goerli was the last of the three public testnets, acting as a dress rehearsal for the actual chain update that will take place towards the end of September. It'll move the network to proof-of-stake. Well, BlackRock made waves today, announcing direct Bitcoin exposure with an institutional investor-focused Spot Bitcoin Private Trust for U.S. investors. The trust represents BlackRock's first move to offer direct exposure to Bitcoin. The BlackRock team said on their website, despite the steep downturn in the digital asset market, we are still seeing substantial interest from some institutional clients in how to efficiently and cost-effectively access these assets using our technology and product capabilities. And finally, Fixed Float says it froze $200,000 of stolen Ether that was stolen from the DEX Curve when the attacker attempted to launder those funds by transferring them to the cross-chain exchange. The 112 ETH, representing about half of what was sent to Fixed Float, was frozen, while a smaller portion was sent to Tornado Cash. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.